next case, please.
Case number 10,612, Jonathan K. and Janet S. Carroll, east of Route 1, north of Duke's Road, being Lot 9, Block 3, within Sussex Shores Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Ken Feaster. I'm with Steve Parsons' office in Ocean View, Delaware. I'm here on behalf of Mr. and Ms. Coral. Mr. and Ms. Coral, due to some work commitments, were not able to attend. They do send their apologies. I'm here on their behalf. We are seeking a 2-foot variance on the western side yard. Essentially, the property was originally obtained by a gentleman named A. Fletcher Sisk in 1968. Mr. Sisk then gave the property to his son and his daughter-in-law, who are Jeffrey and Jennifer Sisk, in the year 2000. Just this past January, Mr. and Mrs. Sisk sold the property to Mr. and Mrs. Coral. As a part of preparing for settlement of their purchase of the property, they found that this western portion of the property was in violation of the 10-foot setback requirement for the side yard. This came as a surprise to the Sisk family because the property had been in essentially this condition for quite a few years. What turned out had happened was originally the property as built was in compliance with the setback requirements at that time. That portion of the property was an unenclosed part of the property. Subsequently, there was construction after the adoption of the 10-foot side yard setback requirement. Essentially, the construction was just to enclose that portion of the property. They were not aware at that time that that then made it subject to the setback requirements at the time of the new construction. We were advised of this fact by Mr. Lank of the county and suggested that we do seek a variance for this then, being that the subsequent building permit would have, again, brought it into the 10-foot setback requirement. In order to continue using the property as a residence, Mr. and Mrs. Coral would require this 2-foot variance for the side yard. If it's not granted, they would, of course, have to demolish that portion of the property and essentially rebuild a new wall 2 foot in to bring it into compliance. The property, of course, has been there for such a significant amount of time. It's actually part of the character of the neighborhood, so it wouldn't be detrimental to the character of the neighborhood. Does not impose upon neighboring properties, and to the best of my knowledge, none of their neighbors have expressed any objection to this variance being granted. For these factors, we believe that the granting of the variance would be proper, and we thank you for your consideration.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. We did receive 2 letters in favor of.
Okay. Wait, and is there any in opposition?
No opposition.
Okay. Hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10612. It's been there for quite some time. I don't believe it alters such a character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10612. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Have a good evening.
You too, sir.